Before any of the girls could readjust the pencil, it spun in a full circle, not falling, and landing once again on the yes block. At that exact moment, all of their phone lights flickered. Tony stood up, pointed at the mirror, and backed away, stumbling in the dark towards Chloe's door, fiddling with the key. I told you, I didn't want to do this. Chloe looked at her and then looked back to Kaylin. Tony wrenched the door open, and a moment later they heard the bathroom door shut down the hall. We got her good, Chloe had said, laughing to Kaylin. I feel kind of bad though, Kaylin had admitted.
Ugh, Bubbles will get over it, it's just a prank. How did you get the lights to flicker though?
I didn't, I thought you did that.
Ugh, probably just a fluke. Anyway, this is boring now, I'm going to bed.
She then rose, grabbed the pencils and paper, shoved them into her drawer, and then climbed into bed. A few moments later, Tony reappeared in the doorway, her eyes stained and her hair a mess. She silently got into the blankets on the sleeper couch and turned to face the wall.
Ugh, lighten up, Tony, it's just a game.
Tony sniffled in response to Chloe's words, and with that, the girls attempted to settle in for the night. It was, however, only a few moments later when her bedroom light switched on. Chloe sat straight up in bed, and as she did so, out of the corner of her eye, she caught a movement in the mirror. And just as quick as she saw its face, it was gone again. Her scream was covered by Kaylin's hand over her mouth.
Shh, you'll wake up the house and your mom will kill us.
Chloe was in a panic. Kaylin, what even is this game? Kaylin then proceeded to mumble something about Marco, the Mexican foreign exchange student who had just moved to Cape Town with his family. Chloe turned to face Kaylin as Tony pulled the covers up to her chin. We have to call him.
Chloe, it's almost midnight. We can't.
But before she could finish her sentence, Chloe had already grabbed her phone and was FaceTiming Marco. A few seconds later, Marco's face had appeared on the screen of her phone, his voice groggy.
What's up? Kaylin? Is that you?
The entire story then came tumbling out of Chloe's mouth, but she couldn't help but notice Marco's face growing whiter by the moment.
Wait, just wait, he had said.
A moment later, he was on the move, and a few seconds after that, an old woman had appeared on the screen. Marco had then said to his grandmother,
Abuela, I told them about the game you told me about, and they played it, and
in the next instant, her smile had stopped, and her eyes appeared to gloss over.
She then whispered under her breath, Juego de la Lapicera.